It's got Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and those Pandora bastards.
This is the Pandora podcast, where we discuss the stuff we hear on Pandora. With Captain Beefheart. The Captain Beefheart set in on Pandora.
But now it's playing a can.
It's playing can vitamin C. Now it's stopped, so we're not going to talk about that. That's interesting. Now it's playing Jimi Hendrix. Like an obscure Jimi Hendrix.
Fuck these Pandora bastards. They just want you to suffer all the time.
Well, we can, like, skip it, too.
How do you mean?
We get six skips. Here's the deal, Mike. We have six skips. You guys can vote if we need to skip.
Okay. Yeah, this is like, yeah.
Does that mean that you want to skip it, or should we keep it?
I've never heard a Jimi Hendrix song before. It means I want to listen to it.
Okay. I just wasn't going to make that assumption.
It was a little unclear at first, because he was like, these Pandora bastards. I wasn't sure if he was, yeah.
Did you know, do you know Jimi Hendrix's middle name?
Is like Earl?
Guitar?
Is it Earl?
No, his middle name is Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
His name is Jimi Hendrix Hendrix.
Oh, that's weird. I don't believe it. I don't believe that.
That may not be 100% accurate, but it makes sense in a way. I mean, he was left-handed. But he just played his guitar like strung backwards. He was a fucking insane person.
He was probably a little nutty, yeah.
I like Jimi Hendrix, but this song is like 5 minutes long. It's got four minutes left.
It's more of like a blues.
Yeah, like there's a lot of stuff that like was released after he died, and a lot of it is like him just doing like some super crazy blues, like. It's like Jimi Hendrix is like a, like that, you know, like that guy, like Stevie Ray Vaughan, like that guy was totally like a different, like a more bluesy, like Jimi Hendrix, like the way he played and stuff, like the sound, his tone and stuff, like the kind of things he did. Like he was super like influenced by other blues people besides Jimi Hendrix. Like, you know, he was sort of paying homage to like lots of people, but he was like really a Hendrixy guy, like. And he just covered all those Jimi Hendrix songs, too, and, like, he just sort of did his own versions of it.
He was a Hendrix disciple.
I stopped paying attention. Well, wait, was that, who was that?
That was Stevie Ray Vaughan I was talking
oh,
about.
Oh, word, word.
And I remember, like, one of the few guitar lessons I ever had from, like, some like, you know, jerk-off guitar teacher, like, talking about whatever, like, but he was saying, like Stevie Ray Vaughan's all scaly-based. His playing is based on more like on scalar playing with scales. Jimi Hendrix is more based on like Jimi Hendrix is like playing chords and just like, you know, like, you know, it was a different approach. He was just playing like a bunch of chords and like the sort of the chord, he was playing the guitar based on chord positions as opposed to scale positions. That's getting a little bit complicated, but.
So, by virtue of that, Jimi Hendrix is superior. Is that?
Jimi Hendrix is like superior because he's like a crazier sort of musical genius. Where like it's his like approach to it is just like, you know, he's like one of those guys where he just kind of goes like doobity boop doo, and it's like, okay, I made it sound really easy, and like, you know, it sounds all. Like I'm playing all crazy, but it just sounds like it's just coming out of me like water. Like he's one of those guys where it just comes out of you like water.
Well, what you're saying is that because he's got the chord approach, and his disciple Stevie Ray Vaughan has the scale approach, Hendrix is more kind of like an old time blues man who's just switching chords fast, quickly, and just doing things. In like a prodigal type like way, but like just switching chords, but it's essentially just keeping it real to the old school, just like playing chords, like, but then like picking chords apart. Like
Jimi Hendrix is the old school with his right blues
hand.
Guy, yes,
with his right hand, he's picking the chord apart. With his left hand, he's like, he's creating the chord.
Yeah.
With his right hand, he's picking it apart, and then he's like changing the chords, and he's like picking them apart.
Yeah.
And he's like taking you. Like,
but he's doing it like upside down and backwards, like with like, his left hand.
He's taking you like, you know, for a ride. Whereas like the other guy is more kind of like essentially like more of like a nerdy type, like. You know, like,
Stevie Ray Vaughan was a nerdier guy. Like, you know, he was like a young guy in the 70s and the 80s. He like died young sometime, like late 80s, early 90s. I don't remember. But like he wasn't that old when he died. So like he was a younger, much younger dude than Jimi Hendrix. Like,
he's not
just
like
a different generation. You know, it's like a few generations removed from Jimi Hendrix. He's more of like a. He's a white guy like playing
Jimi
blues.
Jimi Hendrix is like playing the piano with a guitar. He's like you know what I mean? He's going like this. He's like going like
he's going
like,
more like that. Yeah.
Like he's like this, like baja ja ja, like a jazz pianist essentially. But he's on a little guitar, and he's all over the place. He's like everywhere. He's like, I'm over here. I'm over bam jam jam.
He was
jam,
all over jam, the place. Jam. Yeah, that live stuff, jam, all those jam. Live recordings
like
of
this,
him just playing
that's
like
him.
He's just
but really
all
he's
over
just
the
like
place.
This, except he's breaking it down. He's breaking the jazz piano down to a guitar, where Stevie Ray Vaughan really can be shoved in with like metal guitarists and people diddly 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 people.
Yeah.
Like he can be all like you can scoot him in with Kirk Hammett and Glenn Tipton and all like
but
the skiddly diddly.
He's absorbing all these other blues people besides Hendrix, you know, because Hendrix is definitely a bluesy. Guitar player, but he's also, you know, like a psychedelic rock guitar player. Stevie Ray Vaughan is sort of more like a blues
like
purist.
Like you say, Hendrix is more about the chord. So Hendrix is more about like taking you on this like crazy, like fucked up adventure where like psychedelic chord adventure, right? He's like, but he's going like, he's like taking you on.
Right, it is more of a like sort of an interesting
all the different parts through
harmonic.
It. And then Stevie Ray Vaughan is just kind of like more about the solo note, just being like,
yeah, which is more traditional blues. Yeah.
Which is basically the same as playing a horn.
A horn. Or a harmonica. Yeah.
A voice. Whereas Hendrix is more about using both sides of his brain at once and being like, it's like his brain's exploding. He's like,
right. Exactly.
But it's like left hand, right hand, both like two brains thinking at once, like jaw wow jaw wow. His like brains exploding. LSD. Wow, jaw, wow.
Stevie Ray Vaughan is more. That's like pure blues as like a standalone genre.
Hendrix
like.
Might as well be playing the guitar like this, like jaw 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 jaw, like just taking everything, like exploiting the guitar.
Hendrix
is
more of like it's rock and roll, it's psychedelic rock, it's progressive rock or
like
whatever.
Beethoven
it's
on a guitar.
Like, yeah, it's more like he's more like John Coltrane or Charlie Parker.
Yeah. And I think Kurt Cobain honestly like picked up on the Hendrix thing where it's like the guitar is like this thing you play like this. You play it like
yeah.
You go like this.
You got two hands. Yeah.
You got two hands. You got both sides of your brain on either part of your hand.
Like a piano.
And you're just like, shah, 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 shah. And it's just like, you're just like giving birth to music.
Like lead
whereas Colch or the other dudes are just like sucking the dick of music. You're like giving birth. You're like, I'm giving birth.
Well, yes. Yeah. Kurt Cobain and Hendrix are more innovators, whereas Stevie Ray Vaughan is more of the commentary on the.
There you go, Dan Glaubitz. You're wrong. You're wrong.
What did Dan Glaubitz say? What does this have to do with it? Take that, Dan.
Bring him into it.
He's not even here to defend himself.
He'll be here.
He'll listen to it and like do a rebuttal.
He's coming.